Well, thank you and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for March the 14th. We'd like to begin by excusing Councilmember Richens from our meeting. Everyone else is present and accounted for. The first item on our agenda is to begin the meeting with an invocation. I'd invite Dr. Jaswat S. Sanchev of the Sikh faith to come forward and lead us in a prayer, after which Scout Turley Schertz from Troop 858 will come forward and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise and remain standing for the prayer and the pledge.
ਤੂੰ ਠਾਕਰ ਤੂੰ ਪੈ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਜੀਓ ਪਿੰਡ ਸਭ ਤੇਰੀ ਰਾਸ ਤੂੰ ਮਾਤ ਪਿਤਾ ਹਮ ਬਾਰਕ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੁਮਰੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਮੈਂ ਸੁਖ ਹਨੇਰੇ ਓ ਪਾਵਰ ਦੈਟ ਬੀ ਵੀ ਆਫਰ ਦਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੇਅਰ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਬਾਈ ਯੂਅਰ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਵਿਦ ਸੋਲ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਡੀ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਦਾ ਮਦਰ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਦਾ ਫਾਦਰ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਯੂਅਰ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਾਈਡਰ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਦਾ ਕੰਫਰਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਪੀਸ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਵਰਲਡ No one knows your limits, for you are the highest of the high. O power that be, we are here today to pray before the start of this meeting of the Mesa City Council to seek blessings for its representatives so that they can make decisions that lead to the creation of an ideal community where all citizens could enjoy peace and are able to achieve a great personal and community success. Help them set a path for their community that leads to the progress of city, state of Arizona, and allows our nation, the United States, to be the world leader forever and ever. So help them, God. Nanak naam chardi kala, tere paane sarbat da pala, seeking up upliftment and well-being of all under your will and in your order. Thank you.
Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sachev and Turley. Thank you for helping us get our meeting started. The first item on, we have no awards, recognitions, or announcements tonight, so the first item is to hear the consent agenda. Mr. Kevin Christopher, thank you. Please come forward and read the consent agenda.
Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Arizona Humane Society, one-day charitable event, Friday, April 1st. 10,100 East Ray Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Arizona Humane Society, one-day charitable event, Friday, May 6th, 10,100 East Ray Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Arizona Humane Society, one-day charitable event, Monday, July 4th, 10,100 East Ray Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Your Pie, 2015 South Alma School Road. Item 4A, act on contract for purchase of upgrade and replacement network equipment for the distribution router project for the Information Technology Department. Item 4B, act on renewal of term contract for furniture products and services for the Business Services Department supporting citywide use. Item 4C, act on renewal of term contract for automotive deep cycle sealed case batteries for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4D, act on renewal of term contract for emergency vehicle equipment and installation services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4E, act on 3-year term contract for Ford Auto and light duty truck parts for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4F, act on 3-year term contract for medical insurance billing services for the Mesa Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS grant, and fire and medical operating budget. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase 2 replacement light-duty crew cab pickup trucks for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase 1 replacement Chevrolet Tahoe for the Police Department. Item 4I, act on dollar limit increase and renewal of the term contract for electrical products for various city departments as requested by the Business Services Department. Item 4J, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for landscape maintenance services for city facilities for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4K, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for vector control services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4L, act on 3-year term contract for submersible pump motor units, repairs and replacements for the Water Resources and Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Departments. Item 4M, act on contract to purchase 1 replacement light-duty extended cab and chassis service body vehicle for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4N, act on 3-year term contract for slurry seal application services for the Transportation Department. Item 4O, act on contract to purchase 2 replacement variable frequency drives for dewatering centrifuge number 3 at the Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant. The majority of funding is from the towns of Gilbert and Queen Creek. The remaining funding is from the Enterprise Fund Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant Joint Venture. Item 4P, act on contract for Police Department holding facility improvements. Funding is available from the 2013 authorized public safety bond. Item 5A, act on resolution to extinguish a public utility easement at 1643 North Quail. The property owners requested this. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Marwest Enterprises LLC, Santan 74 LLLP, Ray 39A LLLP, and Ray 39C LLLP relating to the construction of the Ray Road improvements between South Power Road and South Ellsworth Road. Item 5C, act on resolution modifying commercial and residential fees and charges for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. The proposed changes are anticipated to have an overall minimal fiscal impact in fiscal year 16-17. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-010, 10,100 through 10,300 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, located east of the northeast corner of Guadalupe and Chrisman Roads. This is for a rezone and site plan review to allow single residence development. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-013, the 8,400 through 8,600 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, located at the southeast corner of Guadalupe and Haas Roads, rezone and site plan review to allow single residence development. Item 7A, act on ordinance regarding Z15-033, 2210 West Southern Avenue, located west of Dobson Road on the north side of Southern Avenue, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a commercial space with a drive-through. Item 7B, act on ordinance regarding Z16-005, the 1200 block of South Chrisman Road, located south of Southern Avenue on the east side of Chrisman, rezone and site plan modification to allow for development of a restaurant with a drive-through. Item 8A has been continued to the April 4th City Council meeting. Mayor and members of Council, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak on anything on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. There's been a motion made by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, seconded by Councilmember Finter for approval of the consent agenda. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous with in favor of the consent agenda with Councilmember Richens absent. The next item on our agenda then would be items from citizens present. I do have 4 cards to speak, and we'll go ahead and entertain all of those. The first is Lupe Mercado. Lupe, are you present? Please step forward. Sir, if you could, just for our records, state your name and your address, and you'll have 3 minutes to speak.
Good evening.
Thank you.
My name is Lupe Mercado. I am general manager for Graffiti Protective Coatings, located at 535 West Iron Avenue here in Mesa. I am here tonight to bring to your attention a mistake the city has made and continuing to make. The city has been gifting Mesa taxpayer funds to the new graffiti contractor, Woods Maintenance of North Hollywood, California, beyond the amount of the work actually completed. The graffiti contract started August 10th in 2015. Woods immediately started billing the city a capped fee rate that would cap the city's monthly cost at $12,500 per month. Woods presented this alternative pricing option as a value proposal to the city meant to lower the stated bid unit cost of 16 cents per square foot even lower. However, the numbers show the city was being billed maximum cap fee each month, even though Woods was completing a small fraction of the work that was being billed. This allowed Woods the ability to increase the stated unit bid cost by over 500%. The numbers are as follows. From August 10th through September 30th, Woods Maintenance cleaned $4,490 worth of graffiti based on their bid price of 16 cents per square foot. For that period of time, Woods was paid $22,023.84 by the city for a needless giveaway of $17,533.44. For October and November, the amount of graffiti cleaned was $7,235.84, but the city was billed $25,000. The needless giveaway for those 2 months was $17,764.16. For December and January, the amount of graffiti cleaned was $6,194.56, but the city was billed $25,000. The needless giveaway for those 2 months was $18,805.44. The total gift to Woods Maintenance of North Hollywood in only less than 6 months from the time the contract started was $54,103.04. Lenny Hume, Transportation Director, was notified December 30th of these excess charges and replied in a January 19th email that the overpayments would stop February 1st. However, I was informed on March 8th by Haley Estelle of the Transportation Department that the overpayments would continue for the remainder of the fiscal year as Woods Maintenance could not complete their job at their stated bid price of 16 cents per square foot. The city auditor informed us today that Woods Maintenance has been sent a termination letter effective April 1st. While I appreciate the city's efforts to correct this mistake, I wonder why the city would give Woods Maintenance one additional dollar in overpayments for the next 2 weeks. Thank you for hearing my concern.
Thank you, Mr. Mercado. Because this item isn't on our agenda, we can't address you and can't discuss the issue, but it sounds like you've already talked with city staff, but if you have any additional questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
Thank you very much
for being here today.
Have a good evening.
The next card I have is from Yolanda Triana. Is Yolanda here? Yeah, please come forward and tell us where you live, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
Mi nombre es Yolanda Triana, mi dirección 644 West Main Street. Buenas tardes. Vengo a preguntar al Concilio de Mesa sobre los topes que se necesitan en la calle Pepper que pasa por el Parque de las Trailas Mesa Royal. Ustedes hicieron una evaluación del tráfico de los carros que por ahí pasan y que circulan y determinaron que estaba bien. Eso estuvo bien mientras estuvo la prueba. Entonces, dejaron, cuando terminaron la prueba, ya que se terminó, los carros siguieron pasando rápido y no disminuye la velocidad a pesar de que hay niños, siendo peligroso para los residentes y personas que ahí vivimos. Mesa Royal demanda los topes, ¿son necesarios? Ahí, otra pregunta, ¿por qué si Mesa Royal tiene nuevos dueños, siguen los mismos trabajadores ahí y con el mismo nombre, el parque de trailers, y con ellos también seguimos pagando cuando no es, cuando es uno de los nuestros inquilinos, le cobran de más, siendo que los inquilinos salen a trabajar desde las 4 de la mañana a las 6 y 7 de la noche, que regresan a su hogar, se encuentra el lugar solo? Decimos que no es justo que los recibos lleguen altos, cobrando lo que ellos quieren de las utilidades que nos cobran. Cuando la persona reclama, por lo tanto, de tan alto del cobro, hacen las rebajas a las personas de su agrado y ponen la cantidad que ellos quieren cobrar y a otras de plano no les rebaja nada. Entonces nosotros queremos saber por qué se consiente esto con el dueño de, con el supuesto dueño de las trailas, el que es el nuevo dueño. Y pues ya pedimos que ya basta de robos y de abusos contra los inquilinos de Mesa Royal. Gracias.
Gracias. Just so everyone knows that we don't unfortunately have a Spanish translator available. If you will give it for future reference, if you'll just let the city know that you're coming and would like to speak, and that you don't have a translator, we will make sure that we have a that we have a city-provided translator present. But because we were unaware that there was a need for that tonight, and let Mr. Brady.
Yes, Mayor, and also we do have it posted. We need 48 hours notice.
Right.
And if we'll give her that notice, we'll have someone here.
Okay. So you're more than welcome to appear and to speak in Spanish or any other language, but just in the event you would like the city to provide a translator for you, please let us know 2 days in advance, and we will take care of that. Mr. Luna, would you mind just saying that in Spanish?
Señora, la otra vez que venga, tiene que hablar un número de teléfono. Está en la agenda 2 días antes que venga la junta para tener un intérprete disponible para usted. Bueno, de todas maneras tiene que hablar por tiene que utilizar ese número de teléfono para tener un intérprete disponible para ustedes. ¿Está bien?
Okay. Thank you very much. The next person who's asked to speak is Rolanda Nez. Rolanda, please let us know where you live, and you have 3 minutes to speak. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rolanda Nez. My address is 644 West Main Street. My presence here is to remind you and to tell you of the 125 families with the 320 many children in the community of Mesa Royal Park. Until the moment, we are 87 families, which the administration is charging with no current name alleged owner, $19,575 per month. Multiplying this amount for 30 months gives a total of $587,250 without counting the overcharges of more coming in profits. The previous owner and all the violations that you have known all along that till now, all of you make us see, all because you want to clean the trailer park to set businesses that will benefit you. And now the current course owner continues to benefit from us, and at the end, who will pay us our homes? Tenants who are still living at the park expect an answer before the 30 months. Pay us our homes, and we will leave the place and move. We know that we are entitled to a fair and decent housing. You know if you guys know of existence of other federal funds which you do not want to use. Please give us a prompt answer.
Thank you, Rolanda. Next, Rosa Ramirez.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Rosa Ramirez. I'm going to try to speak in English. I hope you understand what I say. You know, I have the same question. All of us, we have the same question. What's going to happen to all the families, all the kids, at the end of the 30 months? We want to know. We know that you want the property. You have plans already. You know, that's not a secret. Everybody knows that. So why nobody wants to pay us, you know, for our homes? We're not going to leave, you know, after the 30 months. We want to let you know that we're not going to leave, you know, our homes just like that, because we work very hard to get that home. It's all we have. So please, in the name of Jesus, think about it, you know. We're humans. We're people like you. And it's not a right. We have rights too. And it's not only the, okay, 30 months, then you have to go. We're going to destroy this because maybe for you it's nothing, you know, it's garbage. But for us, it's all we have. And we want an answer, you know. And we'll be there waiting, you know, for your answer. Then we want to know when or who is going to pay us, because everybody is getting benefits from us. You know, Jim Hamm, now the new owner, you said there is a new owner. We don't believe that, because the same things are happening, you know. Nothing has been changing, nada. And you say that place is very dangerous for us, you know. Thank God nobody dies when the two trailers burn. Thank God. you know? It can be a different story. So you say that it's very dangerous to stay there, but you don't care about us because you give us 30 more months. So I don't understand what you mean when you say you can't live there, you have to leave, and then you work with the Jim Hamm and with the new owner, and now you say, okay, you can stay there. So it's dangerous or it's not dangerous, and who's going to pay us? That's all what I want to tell you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ramirez. That concludes the items on our agenda. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. And second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We are adjourned.